Planting on Purpose podcast brought to you by HCB Ministries.
Ephesians 5, 15 through 16 says, "So be careful how you live. Do not live like people who aren't wise. Live like people who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity. The days are evil, so don't be foolish. Instead, understand what the Lord wants." We live in a world of confusion. I know that's a duh statement. We do frequent phone checks at our house. This morning I did a phone check, and on one message that my 8-year-old had with his friend had sent him the message in response to an argument they were having, and his friend said, "I hate myself." Well, I immediately seized the opportunity to talk to my kids because comments like that are not okay, but they are trending like wildfire. I told them that I chose not to listen to our morning podcast today because I wanted to talk to them about something God initiated in my heart: identity. We talked about what other people say about them, what they say about themselves, and what God says about them. Yeah, it was a tough conversation because both my kids have experienced bullying and all the daunting tasks of letting those comments roll instead of embedding and growing to become a part of who they think they are, because we see that happening all the time, right? We talk about encouraging their friends to embrace their identity by filling their minds with descriptive truths about who they are. The best way to discover your identity in God is to act as God does, intentionally. Intentionally means that you do things for a purpose on purpose. The desire for the end goal surpasses the negative processes to get there. I'm intentional about finishing the 5K race because I want the medal that proves I finished. Now, despite the cramps, the sweating, even my hair sweats when I run, and the never-ending chafing, I'm going to finish that race because my desire to reach the goal surpasses the negative processes. And we won't even begin to talk about what my time will be when I cross that finish line, because I'm hanging back there with the police car that's like right behind me. When we know who we are, we know what to do. A Christian's goal is everlasting life with our Heavenly Father. We love when it's not easy, we give till it hurts, and we endure rejection when we reject temptations. Our desired goal is to produce fruit for the kingdom. This podcast is starting to make a little sense, right? The desire to reach our goal is greater than the negative processes conjured up by the evil one himself. If it's possible that your desire is weakened, maybe it doesn't outweigh the negative processes and it feels easier to just give up. This could be a result of an identity loss. I felt this way not too long ago, so if you're in this boat, I promise you're not alone. I gave in to being comfortable because I was tired of fighting. In all reality, what was happening was that I was leaning upon idols, such as people or accolades, that were destined to disappoint me at some point, because I thought that was who I was or who I was supposed to be. But when I fought with the strength of the Lord, I can't be defeated. My outcome might look different than the desire I set for myself, but it will most definitely be a greater outcome because it comes from the Lord. My favorite verse in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, "God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted any more than you can take. But when you are tempted, God will give you a way out, and then you'll be able to deal with it." God's way out for me came when he spoke through an awesome guy at the church that I grew up at. He was brave enough to do a check-in publicly in front of the church, and that inspired me to check in with God. And here's how this goes. How am I feeling? How am I feeling physically? How am I feeling emotionally? How am I feeling spiritually right now? How am I feeling as a spouse? How am I feeling as a mom? How am I feeling as a daughter? How am I feeling as a friend? How am I feeling as a teacher? How am I feeling as a church member? How am I feeling as a neighbor? How am I feeling as an American? And finally, how am I feeling as a child of God? And letting God in on how I was feeling out loud in the car, it allowed me to stop pretending that my selfish desires and my idols weren't there. I was able to see things for how they were and reveal where they were in my mind. I was able to see my flaws and my fears. I was able to confess my mistakes and be comforted by His forgiveness. After that prayer of check-in, I felt freedom. I felt peace. And at that moment, I decided to live my life intentionally. It takes a while for a habit to set in, but when I live intentionally, my burden seems so minute. My eyes are open to more of what God is doing in my life and less focused on what I'm trying to do to please the people around me. And it's an incredible feeling. I encourage you to take your time to talk to God today and check in with Him. Ask Him questions that relate to you. He's asking how you're doing, and it's your turn to be honest and in turn being blessed.
Thanks for listening to the Planting on Purpose podcast. For more information, check out hcbministries.com.